You are fake news.
There is no gray.
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Just black and white.
It's political bullshit.
This is the truth.
I can do whatever the hell I want.
This is Danny Land.
He goes home now to mommy and he gets reprimanded and that's the end. Sorry, mommy.
Yeah.
Sorry, mom.
How you guys doing? Okay. Really, I guess we're beginning in this Monday as officially a day number three of the big lockdown, right? The big lockdown. The serious lockdown. How's it going? Danny Chekalinski here. I'm your host. It's Danny Land. 90% of the world is stupid. You are part of the 10%. Willoughby, Ohio. That's where we come to you from. It's 20 miles east of downtown Cleveland, the rock and roll capital of the world. I'm broadcasting from the basement. We call it the dungeon. And crack a brew. Let's begin. Kind of a casual thing here. Is that okay with you? I think so. So, let me bring you up to date on Friday, okay? I left the house on Friday to get some groceries, okay? I leave about once a week. I live alone. I don't have any pets, no fish, nothing, okay? I live in the basement. I go upstairs to and I'll cook. Refrigerator, that type. I got a refrigerator downstairs with some adult beverages. I have a utility sink, so you know what? I'm kind of a caveman. I don't want to climb stairs, but anyhow, I leave about once a week, the house. And if change happens gradually, if you go out day by day, you're going to miss it. I'm going to see it, all right? Big change in a week. People on edge. People looking at you weird. About 90% out there wearing masks. Oh, hey, lot of booze being sold. Lot of shitty food, let me tell you that. We are killing, forget about the virus. We'll be dead in a year because of what we're eating. Bank lines. I go to the ATM, you're fine. You want to see a tether, you're going to have to wait. You're like me, you wonder. You wonder about how things are going to change. And, oh, friends, they are. Think about this, okay? This social distancing, that's not going away for quite some time. Bars and restaurants that comfortably were fire-coated for 150 are going to be able to hold 75, so prices are going to go up. Gas is under a buck right now. That's not going to last. Will we ever go to the movies again? Casinos, what happens there, huh? We're going to wear masks all the time? We don't have to legally here in Ohio, but it's socially acceptable. And trust me, you know what? Put the fucking mask on. Because these people look at you like you're just a piece of shit if you're not covered up. Think about this, you know? Ha! 6 months ago, you couldn't wear a mask inside a bank without them ringing an alarm for the police. Now, if you're able to get into a bank and you don't have a mask on and they can see your face, they're going to ring an alarm to call the police. Fucked up. Remember 10 years ago? You could smoke in restaurants? Yeah. Think about that. Things are changing. All right, anyhow, we have a three-tier plan to get the country back to work, all right? And we have to go back to work because you know what? If we don't, we're going to freaking kill each other. I live in Ohio. I moved back here from West Palm Beach, Florida in 2018, all right? And this three-tier plan is scheduled to begin at the end of the month. It's going to be in a different phase depending on where you are. Country.
This country is not going to make it to May 1st, and that's why you see some states are going to have to open in phases. From what I understand about the plan, it's a three-phase plan. Before you even start phase one, a state has to demonstrate a two-week downward trajectory on cases. It has to have robust health care performance, and it has to have robust testing among those frontline workers. Only then can you get into phase one. And phase one is just limited amounts of people going back to work. Phase two, you open up bars, you open up restaurants, And that is only with limited capacity seating and social distancing. And they suggest non-essential travel kind of really be curtailed. Only until phase three do you have, you know, schools and camps and things like that and large events, still with certain amounts of social distancing. Because right now, I don't know, man. You can feel this country getting angry. And it's not just at the Chinese. They're getting angry at the governors. They're not allowed to go to church.
Yep.
You know, they don't have freedom of association. They can't pursue happiness. This is getting pretty ugly, and we can't take it anymore.
And we're really only into week two of the serious lockdown. And nothing new. You listen to Danny Land. I've been telling you about this shit. I told you it was going to happen. Come on. I'm a recluse, and I can't stand it. I'm going out of my freaking mind. Come on. Oh. We got an email. Where the hell's the, there we go.
Email's a great way to stay in touch with one another. It's all right. Jump online and write to a friend and stay in touch forever. It's online.
So how do you get a hold of me? You do it, well, there's many ways. I'm very accessible. Best way, though, is on Facebook. It's Radio Danny on Facebook, all right? Radio Danny on Facebook. Question about my comments last Friday on the podcast about, you know, radio being the big lie. Go back and listen to Friday's podcast if you don't know what I'm talking about, okay? Here we go. I laughed and was surprised about how you said that radio is a big lie. Give me a personal example. All right. Well, there's many, all right? But the one that comes to mind right away was, and I think that you are all going to remember this. You have to. If you listen to the radio, you... You know, we're talking about years ago, all right? 2006, 7, 8, 9, something like that. There was a diet pill that all these radio personalities were pimping. It was called Metabolife, all right? Now, the guy that was behind this this venture out of Atlanta, spending millions of dollars on advertising across the country. Now, as you can imagine, big pressure on sales managers and general managers to get the money at the radio station. You know, grab this money. It's out there. And this guy at Metabolife, and I'm telling you this right now, radio friends, you know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to mention anybody. Nobody needs to be mentioned by name. This guy was an ass, always complaining, wasn't getting the results. Oh, yeah, he did that. I'm going to cancel my business. A general manager came to me many times and, you know, basically, I did the research. I knew what it was. It was fucking poison. Well, she didn't care about me or the listeners. She wanted the money. Wanted to show up to corporate. Look at me. Yeah. Look at how I roar in the jungle. Get the money. It's out there. I grab it. I'm a tiger. Finally, I gave in and I did the spots, all right? I took this supplement. It was filled with ephedra. It was worse than too much coke. Believe me, I know. I was shaking like Michael J. Fox after a double fucking espresso, all right? Look, here's the thing. I know how to do commercials, all right? People would buy the shit that I tell them to buy. Long story short, I was successful. But I couldn't take the pressure from the GM and this asshat in Atlanta. I stopped endorsing the poison. I'll tell you what, here's the thing, all right? GM never forgot that. It was the beginning of the end for me in radio, all right? I'm not bitching, all right? I had a good time. But this is, I'm no victim here, okay? But I'm just telling you, it was all glorious. It all wasn't freaking wonderful. Because if I knew all this shit towards the end of my career was going to happen, you know, I wish I knew going in. Because at the end, it was hell and torture. It is. Anyhow, Radio Danny on Facebook. Thanks for the email. Right now, the country's divided. Stay inside. Go back to work. And again, like I said before, it's really been 2 weeks of hard lockdown. People are at each other's throats. There's a demonstrations. There's all this civil unrest. Lines, friends, lines for the food banks that are miles long. All right? It's not the end of the world. It's very dangerous. But do you really want to go down without a fight? Look, I'll meet you in the middle, all right? I'll give you until the end of the month. Then we're going to do it the way that I want to do it. I'll play along for a while, then I'm on my own. Dr. Phil, I usually don't agree with this guy, all right? He was on Laura Ingraham, and he kind of said the same thing here, I think.
250 people a year die from poverty, and the poverty is getting such that more and more people are going to fall below that because the economy is crashing around us. And they're doing that because people are dying from the coronavirus. I get that. But look, the fact of the matter is we have people dying. 45,000 people a year die from automobile accidents, 480,000 from cigarettes, 360,000 a year from swimming pools, but we don't shut the country down for that. But yet we're doing it for this, and the fallout is going to last for years because people's lives are being destroyed.
Now, here's the thing, Dr. Phil, okay? I live up here in Northeast Ohio, and I got news for you. I've seen people at public pools, and if you want to shut down pools, I think it's a good thing, especially up here in Ohio. That, and you got to start carding for yoga pants. All right. Look, let me go back to what Dr. Phil's saying here, okay? I think he's right, but what if he's wrong? He could be wrong. We could go back out there not knowing what we are doing and make it 10 times worse. I'll tell you what, if that's going to happen, I'm fine with it. I'm not going to die in my freaking basement eating ramen noodles, drunk on cheap wine with a mask over my face, okay? It's not going to happen. Excuse me. There are rallies over the weekend against governors that won't reopen their state's economy at the end of the month. Here we go. I'm going to get pissed off here, okay? I'm warning you. I'm very emotional about this woman. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, she's the governor of Michigan. Okay? Governor of Michigan, she wants to be vice president. We talked about this in the last podcast. Public enemy number one. Put it on target right now. Circle that face. Know that face. Bad, bad, bad person. Her citizens want to go back to work. It's a big problem in in Michigan.
I think the thing that I'm concerned most about, and that I think my fellow governors are as well, is a resurgence. When you see a political rally, that's what it was yesterday. A political rally like that, where people aren't wearing masks and they're in close quarters and they are touching one another. You know that that's precisely what makes this kind of a disease drag out and expose more people. People came and converged together in Lansing, and then they went out back to their homes across the state of Michigan. The odds are very high that they're spreading COVID-19 along with it. And so it's that kind of irresponsible action that puts us in this situation where we might have to actually think about extending stay-home orders, which is supposedly what they were protesting.
You got to understand this lady, okay? Our governor shouldn't be disrespectful, even though I think she's a total fucking idiot. You got to understand, you already took away their First Amendment rights, the freedom to assemble. You know, let me personify that, okay? If your mother wanted you to come to her home, you couldn't do that in Michigan, okay? Come on. That's crazy. That's nuts. It's the reason why people are pissed off. It's the reason why they're out in front of the Capitol, Lansing. It's the reason why they're honking their horns and saying no more. And what are you going to do? You're going to give them more? Do you understand a fire, okay? How about when you walk out to a fire and you want to put out a fire and you have two choices of liquid, okay? Kerosene or water. Everyone chooses water. You're choosing kerosene. Do you understand what's going to happen? I'm sorry. People are pissed. More lockdown is not the solution. Not at all. Patriots are going to be pissed. They're going to come after you. I would, yeah, I'll tell you what, if I was there in Michigan, I would already be on the steps. Yeah, I would. There was a big rally in Austin, Texas over the weekend. And they don't seem to like Dr. Fauci at all. Yeah, that's, you know, that's Austin, Texas, all right? That's a liberal town. That's reaction. That is a revolution. Where's it come from? Well, I think we all, if you dig deep, dig, yeah, Google Fauci, CNN connection, Obama connection, and then you'll figure it out. You're bright people, part of the 10%. Absolutely right. Again, that's a reaction. In a liberal town, 2 weeks into a heavy lockdown. When are people going to listen to me? Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw was on Bill Maher on Friday. He's a congressman that was wounded in Afghanistan. Wears an eye patch, was made fun of by a comedian, and I use this term very, very lightly, comedian Pete Davidson on Saturday Night Live, as being the congressman that looks the most like a porn star. Remember that happened in the fall? Yeah. All right. Republican congressman that, yeah, that doesn't mean he supports everything Trump does or says. And I talk about this all the time here on Dannyland. I'm a libertarian, same way, because I'm not going the Democratic way, you know? I'm not going that way. I've had enough taken from me. And I'd say, no more. That's it. And Crenshaw explains how a lot of Republicans, you know, they don't fully go along with the president 100% of the time, but you know what? It makes sense.
You know, Republicans always get asked this question, and there's this demand that we always have to answer. What do you feel about him? Well, don't you want to comment on his latest tweet and his latest out and his the way he lashed out? And no, I don't. I can't defend everything. He doesn't have the same style as I do. My spiritual guide by any means, but you know, let me tell you a quick story. When I was blown up, sitting in my hospital bed, President Obama was doing the rounds at Walter Reed, just like President Trump does now, and just like President Bush did before him. It's a really neat thing. It's a really interesting connection that the president gets with these wounded active duty soldiers that is never publicized. And even though I may have disagreed with so many levels with President Obama, I made sure to get up and I was excited. I was genuinely happy and to shake that man's hand and have him sign the American flag on my wall. And, you know, even though we disagree on political things, and I think I would like us to get to that point with this president as well.
It's true. It's not time for partisan politics. It's not. I say this every week. It doesn't get through to anybody. We all got to get on the same page, right? Like the president says, yeah, we're at war. It's a silent war. We don't know that our silent enemy, I should say. We don't know who that is. We don't know what it's going to do. You know, what are the repercussions? Does it lie dormant? Like, what is it? Chicken pox turns into, what is it? I can't think of it, though. Not scabies. Jesus Christ. Shingles. Scabies. Listen to me. I'm not a doctor, okay? But we don't know what's going on here is my point, all right? And there's people out there that are going to blame this Wuhan virus on Trump. They're going to say everything is Trump's fault. You're out of your mind. Right, but here's the thing, okay? For the sake of fun, I'll agree with you, right? And stay with me. This is the most important part of the podcast, my friends, right here, all right? This is I Save the Best for Last. Let's just say we're going to vote the other option, not Trump. We're going to vote Joe Biden. Seriously. You're all adults that listen to the podcast. You may even hate me, all right? And that's fine. That's okay. I love you for listening and giving me your time. All right, that aside, explain to me. Comment line, I don't know. Radio Danny on Facebook. Explain to me, friends, how Joe Biden is a better choice. Here is exhibit number one, whatever you want to call it, all right? Last week, CNN, your candidate, Joe Biden, with Anderson Cooper and Sanjay Gupta. Here we go.
Kinds of things that have to be done. You know, there's a, during World War II, you know, where Roosevelt came up with a thing was totally different than the World War II. He had the War Production Board.
You know what? Just in case you didn't suffer enough. Knock, knock, who's there?
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by... Go, you know the thing.
All right, listen up. Let me close with this thought, my friends, all right? My great-grandfather, true story here, my great-grandfather, Chekalinsky, he lived until he was 92 years of age. 92. Now, one of my last memories of him was him sitting in a rocking chair, blanket on the lap. It was obviously crocheted. Maybe it was called an Afghan. I'm not sure. Cane between his legs and drool just dropping off the bottom of his lip. I'm not trying to paint a dirty picture. I'm just trying to point out this is Reality City, okay, my friends? The point is, my grandfather in that state, in that state, that terrible state, okay, at the end, at the very, very end, 18 holes of golf, you're an inch away from the cup, and you got the putter pulled out. He made more sense in that moment than Joe Biden did in that terrible sentence I just shared. It's incredible. Joe Biden is not somebody that is fit to be president. He's not fit to be near an open flame and a dry cleaning bag, all right? I think it's evident. All right, we're done. Favor. You know what it is, right? All the time. Let's send this podcast somewhere, okay? Tell somebody about the podcast, forward to them, link it on their Facebook page. You do Twitter, tweet it on Twitter. You do discussion groups. My friend John Higgins, thank you. Higgy, thank you. Sending out the podcast to a lot of conservatives, that's good. You know what? Send it to a bunch of fucking liberals, too. I'll love that. It'll be great. Have yourself a good week. Be safe. It's going to be weird. You know that, all right? We'll talk again, I guess, on Friday. Yeah.
You have just experienced the truth.
And I love all people, rich or poor. But in those particular positions, I just don't want a poor person. Does that make sense?
Make sure to tune it again to Danny Land.
They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny. He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself.